Mr. Chair, let me start by congratulating you on your chairmanship. We are confident that your able leadership and experience will guide us to constructive deliberations and a successful meeting. Our appreciation also goes to the Implementation Support Unit for their hard work and support to facilitate the implementation of the convention. Thailand associates itself with the statement made by Azerbaijan on behalf of the non-aligned movement. Mr. Chair, since its entry into force over 40 years ago, the Biological Weapons Convention remains a strong pillar in the global security architecture. It helps establish and maintain international norms against biological misuses and threats, while encouraging peaceful applications of bioscience and technology. Thailand remains committed to full and effective implementation of the Convention by ensuring that our national legislation, policies, and practices are in line with the Convention's obligations and are responsive to technological advancement and evolving challenges. We also remain committed to cooperation and coordination with other states' parties for the implementation of the Convention at the regional and international levels. Thailand regularly submits our confidence-building measures reports, including the latest 2021 report, as we believe that CBM plays an important role in strengthening and effective implementation of the Convention. Mr. Chair, the development in science and technology over the past 40 years has increased the risk of non-state actors gaining access to and pursuing the use of biotechnology for the purposes other than peaceful applications. Thailand believes that it is now timelier than ever that a stronger and more enforceable Biological Weapons Convention is necessary, particularly in its verification regime. We should continue our discussion on the establishment of additional protocols to ensure a transparent, systematic, and professional mechanisms similar to those under other WMD frameworks, including the Chemical Weapons Convention. Technological advancement has turned our world into a borderless society. Along with those advances, there are more threats emerging both naturally and artificially. Most recently and prominently, biological threats from the pandemic, although not intended as a weapons, have caused devastating impacts on lives and the well-being of all of us from all around the world. It is evident that impacts from biological threats are fast and consequential. Thus, collective global efforts, including knowledge sharing and capacity building, are required from all parties to cope with such challenges and detrimental nature. It also underscores the fact that the BWC needs to be strengthened so that it becomes more relevant to the lives of the people. Mr. Chair, Thailand believes that the establishment of industrial biorisk management standards will strengthen our effort in the implementation of the BWC. In this regard, Thailand supports the working paper submitted by Belgium on biorisk management standards and their role in BWC implementation. At the national level, Thailand has also developed its guidelines and standard practices for entrepreneurs in industrial works to promote biosecurity. Mr. Chair, the 9th review conference is approaching. It is an opportune time for state parties to put serious thoughts into how we are able to strengthen the Convention as a whole for the realization of a more peaceful and secured world. On our part, Thailand reaffirms its strong commitment towards the BWC and the continued dedication in working with all parties to strengthen and support further universalization and full implementation of the BWC. We look forward to actively participating in this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chair.